Okay, well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. This is Glenn Robertson of Pure Channels, the channel agency, back for another edition of the Channel Drop-In. And the reason I am smiling so much today is because I'm joined by Michelle Ragusa-McBain. And it's absolutely my pleasure to have you here, Michelle. You know that that I've done an episode with your wonderful husband, and you know what? It's enough about him already. This is about you and the wonderful stories that you've got and the brilliant work that you do, not only in the channel but in Women in Tech and Women in Channel as well. And so pleased that you could take the time to join us. So but maybe if you wouldn't mind, just kind of 10 seconds or 20 seconds, just a quick introduction of kind of who you are and what you do, where you come from, and then we'll get into the good stuff.
Oh, wonderful. And he's marvelous, as are you. So I'm delighted to be here. And actually, he's part English as well. I don't know if you knew that. So we spent some time in the UK driving when my youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. So we drove around England, Scotland, and Ireland. So love your beautiful country. Happy to join you from across the
Thank
pond.
you.
My name, for anyone listening again, Michelle Ragusa-McBain. I am the global lead and channel evangelist for managed service providers and everything as a service at Cisco globally. So I am so excited to work with our MSPs around the world to help you really drive success and elevate together. It's going to be an amazing opportunity, and I'm so looking forward to it.
I mean, well, that's what a good place to start because it's not your first time at Cisco, is it? There's rumor has it that you've been there before and you've only recently gone back. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. So I actually, if you take out Wall Street, my first role in technology was at Cisco, and I started around 2005. I was there for 13 years in a number of different ways. I was began as an engineer trainee and got my CCSE, CCDA certification. Went into sales, went into operations, went into channels, and I worked with a lot of different sectors of the Cisco globally. So from telco service providers to our public sector to global distribution, and I got to work with our teams and customers and partners around the world, and it was a wonderful 13 years. I left to pursue a career where I was helping to kind of disrupt and cause change with Office Depot and the CompuCom acquisition when Gerry Smith left Lenovo to take that on. So that was exciting to change a to make to be a part of a difference, you know. And after that, I went on to become a consultant where I worked with our vendors and distributors around the world. And then a little thing called a global pandemic happened. And like everybody else, we reimagined what we did. So Janet Shines and the JS Group, fantastic team, loved working with them. And I was able to work in that role with MSPs, ISVs, and partners around the world to help them reimagine their people, their process, their technology. How are they going to go to market? What were they selling? And this wasn't just COVID that caused this perfect storm. There's a lot of disruption that's been a long time coming. This digital transformation, I joke, I've been selling digital transformation for 18 years, and it just now caught up with everybody. But as we look at that process, you know, it really was so important. Vendors were so knew that it was so hard to get mind share with your partners. There's a lot of offers, there's a lot of opportunity. And now I get to come back to Cisco and marry those two worlds, the understanding of the uniqueness of a large company like Cisco and the really understanding of the potential opportunity and the what I'll call the essential workers, especially during the pandemic, of the managed service providers. You know, in this new future of work with remote topology and subscription and everything as a service, there is no one better qualified than MSPs to really help drive this digital transformation around the world. And we're so excited to partner with our solutions, products, and services to help them grow, but also to provide them a community, which we're calling Cisco Provider Elevate, where they can listen, learn, have best practices, thought leadership, technical training. We're going to have a series of webinars, and we're actually launching a 2-day event, September 14th and 15th, the first of its kind, specially dedicated towards MSPs. So they can come, whether you're a tech, whether you're an exec, anyone in between. We're going to have something for you, and we're going to tell you more about how you can really have key tactics to be successful and to transform and to help you grow your revenue and your business, because that's really what's most important, right?
I mean, that, so many things to pick up on there, Michelle. Thank you so much. So look, you know, digital transformation. I love the way that you say you've been talking to people about this for the last 18 years. And we're only just catching up. We're only just catching up with the fact that it's actually a thing. And I know we've talked before, and, you know, we're kind of terming it, you know, digital transformation 2.0, because actually, if you're only gearing up for what we were talking about, digital transformation 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, actually, if you're only there, you're already way behind. So this is about now and forwards, right? And how that can have a massive impact. Even deciding on how to digitally transform, that can have a massive impact on business, and ultimately, because of the reliance on technology, that can be big for MSPs, can't it?
Absolutely. I mean, so the biggest thing for me, when you think about it, prior to the pandemic, 44% of employers did not allow their employees to work from home. They were just not allowed. And so overnight, over a weekend, everybody cobbled together, maybe some of them temporary solutions. We didn't know how long it would last, right? And now here we are almost 16 months later. So what was important in December of fiscal year 2019 did not matter in March of 2020. And it certainly evolved by 2021. And as we're embarking on this new opportunity, there's this unique opportunity where every business is now a tech company. Every restaurant, every flower shop, everybody reimagined how they become, a business. And I love, that customer experience, or B2C, was already way evolved past this. If you think about ourselves as consumers, if you're going to make a purchase on Amazon, you look at the star reviews. If I'm going to a restaurant, I'm looking at Yelp. If I'm going somewhere else, like I'm going to go to a hotel or take a trip, I'm looking at the advisory, I'm crowdsourcing. And that's how businesses are choosing to receive information as well. 75% to 85% of C-level execs and VPs, according to the IDC, are looking for content before they even talk to a salesperson. Most vendors can provide this content. They have co-branded marketing. They have things that MSPs, who on average, there's about 79,000 MSPs around the world, and they're driving $197 billion of the economy. So the vendors that are wisest are the ones that know the opportunity that the SMB MSPs can provide, and that there's this unique positioning where you can say, well, what do you need? Because most of them are an 8-person shop. If you look, typically they're small and nimble. They wear a lot of hats. You know, one day they're the CEO, and the next day they're the head of sales, and the next day they're doing the marketing. And so as they're wearing all of these hats, how can vendors help enable their success? Because that's what's important. This is how you put food on your table. This is how you pay your children's tuition. This is their livelihood. And we need to enable and empower them to really drive simplistic solutions. And Cisco has a reputation of being complex because we're a large company and we've made over 200 some odd acquisitions over the 30 years that we've been in business. And so with Chuck Robbins and with Oliver, we're working to simplify that. But also, when I started in 2005, we really told the story of an end-to-end solution. And we talked about switching and routing, and we talked about WebEx and telepresence and all of the different capacities that you might secure and enable your network. And now we're talking about that with Meraki and Umbrella and Duo and all of the product lines that are really geared at small to medium businesses to get you cloud enabled, to get you secure and protected, to get you in a remote topology. And the managed service providers are the people that can understand that better than anyone else in the world. And we want to help drive that success. And in addition to us just, sharing our products and solutions with them in the world, we want to listen, because you need to listen more than you speak to really be successful as a company, right? And we all know that. But not everyone does a good job of that. So my goal as sort of the channel evangelist is twofold. I want to fish where the fish are. I will be present and visible every day in the MSP communities. I will be in your social groups. I will be as I was prior to this, because that is my home and my heart. I'm a part of these communities. These people are my family, and I want to help them succeed. But in addition to that, we are going to expand our peer advisory group, because we want to hear from you. What works? What doesn't? What can we do better? And don't believe that not everyone at Cisco reads the Reddit trails. I am there and I want to help and I'm listening. So if you need something, you can feel free to reach out to me specifically at miragusa, RAGUSA, like the sauce, or RAGUSA, at cisco.com. And I am going to help respond to everybody who reaches out to me and let me know what your experience has been and any suggestions or feedback you have for us. And I can tell you that I will listen wholeheartedly with passion to help you elevate your needs and your goals, both internally and externally, because that's my mission.
And this is really actually quite refreshing to hear, because I think for decades, I was going to say years, but probably decades now, we've come through that kind of one way traffic, vendor top down, almost dictation, haven't we? And I know we've spoken about this previously, but it sounds like we're looking, particularly at Cisco, we're looking here at a much more welcoming two way street that puts the needs of MSPs at the heart of everything that you're doing, rather than just telling them what to do, and actually understanding and responding to their needs in order to make their business a success, rather than just getting them to do your marketing.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a two-way street, right? In order for us to be successful, we need to enable and empower success of the MSPs. And we know that, and we're so thrilled to have this capacity, to have this platform that we're able to bring MSP thought leaders to our community to share. We're going to have amazing speakers, yourself included, in that event. And it's going to be really phenomenal, because we're going to take a global perspective and look at this, right? It's not just North America. It's not just the US. We're going to look at our friends in EMEA and Asia Pac and Australia, New Zealand, and we're going to make sure that there's representation, that their voices are heard, and that we're providing elements and really not just the ideas, not just the key takeaways, but tactical best practices and steps. We're going to have an incident response cybersecurity training. You've been breached. What next? And we're going to go through an hour and a half element of really helping enable and empower your success. So we're going to have such great methods about what is important and timely right now, and what do people need right now to help them really launch their initiatives and their success. And the other question is, when you think about that, what do you need? What do you need from us? And what can we create and curate? I can't say that everything is there already waiting for you, but we can build it together. So if there's something that we are in need of to help the community, that's a large part of this. So really, it's reciprocal for me. It has to be a two-way street if either of us are going to be successful. And it has to be a time for us to listen, learn, and understand, and help educate, empower, and drive success.
Yeah. Because actually, something that you mentioned earlier when we talked about that B2C. I think you were talking about B2C behavior, right? And the way that we consumers, whether we consume content, product, solution, as buyers, as consumers, and 75 to 85% of CEOs are already on the road to doing their own research. And I think in large part that's because we've spent so much time at home in the place that we like to consume. And actually, by that behavior that we're looking at, we're buying on Amazon, we're doing research, we're looking at Google, we're looking at review sites, we're doing all of those things, that is naturally become almost our default position when we're looking to buy in business as well, right? So with that in that regard, MSPs are facing a massive opportunity right now, aren't they? In terms of content, demanding more for their vendor, looking to their vendor to help build their business, not just do marketing activity. And also, you mentioned two things. 79,000 MSPs around the world, right? That number's going to get bigger, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, of course, yeah. I can only see the potential to grow. Of course, there might be some mergers and acquisitions along the way. I think that there's...
We're certainly seeing it over here.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that as well. And I think that there's power in numbers. I think there's power in building and partnering and acquiring. I think that there's this, that's something that John Chambers, when I was working for Cisco, that was one of his mottos. We will build it. If we can't build it, we'll partner with the people who do it well. And if we can't partner with them, we'll acquire them. And so that's, It worked for a while. I think that's a great idea. And I think that there's this timeliness, right? To say, you know, what are the key technologies that you need to really help your customers? Because at the end of the day, our customers, and in my role, that's our partners. And in their role, it's the end customer. And who better to talk to the end customer than the people that are considering them their trusted advisor? This is not about marketing, really, as much as you are the person that they will pick up the phone and call. But how do they find you? Because there's a lot of competition for everybody right now, because everybody's at a click of a mouse and everybody has different content. So when I mentioned that B2C experience, right? And experience is the real word there. Customer experience, partner experience, end user experience, employee experience. Yep. Employees have a lot of opportunities to go wherever they want right now. Because if you can only hire, when Jay, my husband, ran a startup in Albany, New York, then he had to look for top talent in Albany. Today, you can hire anybody anywhere in the world because they are the top talent. So when you have that power, you have the ability to say, I want the best company. I want to work with the best people who have the best solutions. And those are the ideas and premise of that you have to have best in class principles. And in order to do that, we, as our vendor, have to really be able to empower the managed service provider to be the best that they can be, so that they can help their customers be the best that they can be as well. And so I think that there's this wonderful positioning, right? When you look at the security and you look at the cloud enablement, hybrid cloud and multi-cloud, the remote topology is not going away anywhere soon. MSP growth year over year was 10%, and there's no room for stopping. This ability for them to have enablement is really powerful. And they are the trusted advisor. And if they're not known in a certain ecosystem, that's part of what I did in my previous life. I picked up the phone every day and I worked one-on-one with a managed service provider around the world, many of them. And I would say, who do you sell? Why do you work with them? What do they allow you to do? How do they empower you? You know, there's a lot of competition. Why do you choose these particular vendors? And they would share with me because I wasn't wearing my vendor hat, right? Yeah. And so I was able to listen and learn and understand. And I'm hoping to build and bring those best practices with me in my new role to say, I know what you need to be successful because I've talked to hundreds of you over the last 2 years. And I feel that there's this unique opportunity to position what you need with what we provide in order to help enable your success. And that is one of the most important things. We are channel first. We are nothing without our partners, and they are nothing without customers. So we need to help them really do those things uniquely well. And the content that I mentioned, some people say, well, what is that content? And I'll share it because I think it is important. But the white papers, the presentations, the webinars, the infographics, third-party analyst reports, all of those things are so critical. So if you can't build it in-house, you have to tell your vendors you need it. And the great news is vendors like Cisco can provide it for you. We are happy to help you get what you need in order to market and co-brand your content so that you have a strong story to tell about your solutions that can help ease the pain points of your customers, especially as we continue in this transformation or this new normal. I think that there's such power to that, to say that, you know, every company is now a tech company, but that's not what they love to do. So how do you enable their success so that they have peace?
Exactly.
You know, with the amount of cybersecurity hacks that are happening, ransomware attacks happening close to every 39 seconds is the number one reason, right? Zero trust, all of these things. How can you have a secure network? How can you have a secure business? And how can we enable you to be up and running and sustained wherever you are in the world?
Exactly.
That's our goal. We want to make sure that we are keeping our customers and our partners happy and that we're providing them everything that they need. So I'm excited for this unique opportunity and the gift of being the person to champion that.
Very, I mean, very impressive. As I said, you know, very refreshing to hear. And absolutely, I mean, they got the title right, didn't they? Channel Evangelist, unbelievable. It's lovely to share some time. You know, just talking and hearing so much passion come through around enabling, empowering partners, MSPs in this particular case. And it's great, Michelle. And I it would be remiss of me to not talk to you about also, the work that you do and your interest in, women in channel, women in tech. So maybe you can spend just a couple of minutes telling us about that great work as well.
Oh, it'd be my honor. It'd be my privilege.
We could probably do a whole separate session. So we'll book you for a second session. But I'd love to just allow you to talk a little bit about that as well.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. So I'll just share briefly my personal story. My grandparents, three or four of them, immigrated to this country. So my one grandmother was Native American, but everybody else, they came on a boat. They saw Ellis Island. And they welcomed themselves the American dream. And they were laborers and they built businesses and not any of them went to college. They each one hoped the next generation would do better than them. And I was the first in my family to go to college. I was the first in my family to pursue my MBA. And I'm the first in my family to work in technology. So as a diverse woman who did not come from, I came from humble beginnings. I'm very, very proud of the opportunity to show other women and other diverse people of different backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different levels of gender and age and religion, that there's a place for them in technology and that there is a wonderful, unique opportunity for you to have a good income and a good livelihood and the ability to work from anywhere. But there is an uphill battle here. And it's something that I was known very early on, that there's not a lot of mentorship. Unfortunately, we talk about it all the time. And Sheryl Sandberg's recent study by MeToo, leanin.org, said that after the MeToo movement, 65% of men said they felt uncomfortable mentoring women. And that was a huge deficit, right? Yeah. Because most men are in positions of power. And if they're not going to have women on their bench to groom and help attract and retain and promote them, then we're going to have a lack of equity at the workplace. Yeah. So that's one. Number two, McKinsey reported that a quarter of women left during the pandemic. And as a mother of a 7 and 5-year-old who has a great husband, but still felt very tired and very alone teaching and working full time and doing all of the responsibilities that come with that, was very challenging. And so you have this position where even prior to that, over the last 10 years, there was not only a stagnation of women entering careers in tech, but a decline. So we have this call of alarm. We need women. And we need diverse candidates. It's proven to be more profitable. It helps the culture. It helps the experience of the employees. It helps the products and solutions. And it relates more better with your customers. Yet, even with all of those facts, and if you have women-owned businesses, the same statistics are true. They get less angel investment, even though there's higher retention, there's higher ROI and profitability. And so there's all of these chasms where you see better results driven, and yet there's not happening. And then that's not only to mention the lack of equity in pay. So if you're a white woman, you get paid 70 cents to the dollar compared to a man. If you're an African-American woman, 60 cents to the dollar. And if you're a Latino woman, it's 50 cents to the dollar. So there is this unequal representation that's going to take years to course correct unless action happens. And so I did a podcast today on Fail Forward Live. I shared with Gabriella Schuster, who's one of my own personal mentors and friends, who did a wonderful TED talk called Become an Ally, Become an Agent of Change. And that's really our mission. I think every woman, whether I chaired CompTIA's Advancing Women in Technology group for many years, I was honored to receive their 2021 award. I've sat on the board of CRN, Women of the Channel. I am a part of the women in tech community for the Allies of the Channel. And also Entrepreneur Magazine recognized me as one of the four women to help encourage young girls to pursue a career in tech. And it starts there. You're a dad of two young daughters.
100%.
So get STEM, STEAM in school. Yep. We have to get mentorship. We have to allow the ability to have understanding and help groom a new level of women in all ages and spaces of the community to have space, to have a seat at the table, and to be allowed the opportunity to really level the employment. And that also goes for people of color, people of different socioeconomic backgrounds, people that are introverts and extroverts. Diversity and inclusion is something that will only drive success in our organizations. And we really need to be cognizant of that as employers, as leaders of companies, to make sure that we're fostering a culture of success.
Absolutely brilliantly put, and couldn't agree more. As you as you say, I mean, with as the father of two young girls, I wholeheartedly agree with the point you make about schools. It was going to be one of my questions actually, but you know, to harness and encourage and champion the opportunity that exists in tech, the opportunity that exists in the channel. You know, whoever speaks about the channel, right, in schools, as an opportunity to become, and carve a really, really successful career, whether you're vendor side, disty side, partner side, or service provider side, like ourselves. And you know, that amount of ingenuity, that amount of expertise, that amount of potential that is being missed by not harnessing that message and that opportunity at such a young age, where of course we are able to have influence, and we are able to start seeing. My two sat downstairs currently, both gaming. They're both gaming, but actually I think one of them I think is coding at the same time, trying to work out her own little bits, and how can we change this? What can we do? How can we do, and that's them just set up because they want to do it. And, luckily their school is building a whole new STEAM book, which is amazing. They're doing that over the summer. But I think to get that message out right as early as possible, to encourage these places that exist, this world is built on tech, right? And the fact that we're still so far behind in those levels of equality is just a complete nonsense.
100%. I couldn't agree more. And I mean, that is a big part of two things. One, if you look at this generation, you don't see them walk around without a phone, every one of us, but especially children. And then you look at my daughters, they talk to AI devices. They say, Alexa, sing me a lullaby, yeah, since they're 2 years old. They're able to Chromecast, put YouTube, and put the cartoons on TV. Oh, Alexa, stop. She's always listening. Yeah. But that's, this ability to say, okay, how can I have this really wonderful opportunity to connect and share and drive excitement towards what every career, and I think that there's misconception of what it means to be in tech. And I started my career as an engineer, so I understand that there's not this unique ability to say you're not programming under a desk, but that's great. We need programmers too, but maybe you love marketing, but there's marketing positions in tech. There's all of these unique roles. If you're into finance, if you're into sales, we need everybody, and you can select a tech company and you can be what I call biz tech, right?
Yeah.
And
so you can do
business in the tech ecosystem, and every company now needs somebody. And so I think, we do a good job in schools of, I remember having mock trials where a lawyer would come in and we'd say, oh, now I want to be a lawyer, or a doctor would come in. Well, we need to be visible. We need to be present. Yeah. And we need to show people that somebody that looks like them is there, that there are people that are different, that are reflective of the society. Mm-hmm. And that's the highest level of seeing that and aspiring to be more than you are, because you see somebody that reflects who you are, and it gives you hope that you can also be that someday. And I don't think that everybody has that, and we can do a better job of sharing.
I think
we can,
and just thinking about it, where are all the books, right? Where are all the comics? Where are all the cartoons? Where are all the where are all the tech comics and the tech cartoons and the channel, middle and prep and primary and junior school books that talk about, these amazing people that have carved unbelievable careers and become, incredibly wealthy and well renowned and successful, not necessarily famous, but in a book that children read about, right? We do read about lawyers and doctors and and superheroes, but we don't read books in school about channel, do we? We don't read books in school about the IT sector.
Funny that you mentioned this, because it's something I've not shared with you, but during the pandemic I did two things. One, I started a travel blog, because Jay and I have been to 85 countries and continents, and I really miss traveling. So I started a travel blog just to talk about traveling with small children. The second thing I did is I wrote a book for children about technology, about for young girls. I have not finished the illustrations, but that is something I'm working on. So stay tuned. And I hope to launch a book for young girls to get them excited about pursuing a career in technology. So stay tuned on that.
Unbelievable. And do you know what? What a great way to finish. But before we do, I would absolutely have to say, firstly, please sign a copy and allow me to be one of your first purchasers on that for my daughters. And secondly, of course, whatever I can do to help get that message out and publish it as far and wide as is humanly possible, then of course myself, Pure Channels, the channel agency, will wholeheartedly support that, of course. And by the way, genuinely had no idea, but it just, it was just something that was like, when you were talking about, heroes and doctors and lawyers, and we see all these people, we just don't see tech people. And I was like, you're right, but actually in school, why don't we read books about it? Because it's an unbelievable career that we should actually put forward as an opportunity, as an option, as a career path, that we don't tend to do that. So, and how do we do that? Let's tell them about it in books. And crikey.
Exactly. We read each other's mind. I mean, that's, for me, it was what I say. I read my daughters a book every night before bed. They're 7 and 5 years old. And this is something every night. I have a few books about awesome women in history, which I love, that are new, that I've got, and just believing in themselves and empowering themselves. But this is something that I want, when I ask them what they want to be, besides a mermaid, princess, doctor, or whatever I get as that answer. I want to work in technology, and I want them to help change the way the world lives, works, plays, learns.
I couldn't even begin to think of a better way to finish what has been a wonderful episode of the Channel Drop. And Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing some absolute beautiful gold with us. Before we go then, how do people get in touch with you?
Sure. Yeah. You can email me at miragusa, R-A-G-U-S-A at cisco.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social platforms, and you'd have to look on most of the other ones at Michelle Ragusa, because I had a life before I met my husband. Unfortunately, I kept all my names. I have the hyphenate, the love of being a happily married woman. But you can find me on LinkedIn at Michelle Ragusa McBain, and I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Amazing. Michelle, once again, thank you ever so much for joining us on the Channel Drop In. I'm Glenn Robertson, Pure Channels, the channel agency, and you've been Michelle Ragusa McBain, and thank you so much. Okay, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.